The history of rock and roll chart sweep continues into 1974. The sound echoed that of Phil Spector, but in 1974 it came from two couples from Sweden who collectively call themselves ABBA. They entered Waterloo in the Eurovision Song Festival. It won the top award. The next month, a British group celebrated their 10th year together with what turned out to be one of their all-time biggest hits. Lead guitarist Tony Hicks of the Hollies.
I think Alan found it, or it was handed to him as a song which he liked very much, and we recorded it. Again, you've got a sort of pat our producer Ron on the back, who believed in it very strongly right from the word go, and he predicted it'd be a hit as big as it actually turned out to be around the world, you know.
If I could make a wish, I think I'd pass. Can't think of anything lights, no.
noise and the air that I breathe from the summer of 1974. Here's a collage of some of the other big hits from 1974.
This is for all the lonely people thinking that life has passed them by. Help me, I think I'm falling in love again.
Beach baby, give me your hand. Give me something that I can remember.
Just got paid.
Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else.
Midnight at the Oasis. Send your camel to bed.
Away on you.
Said, hey, it's good to be back home again.
In 1974, an Australian girl picked up two Grammy Awards, including Record of the Year. She was a one-time hostess of a children's TV program, Lovely Livy of the Happy Show. Olivia Newton-John talked about the philosophy behind her first number one record.
I think peace of mind is what people are searching for, but I think that does come from within, and that comes from your relationships with other people. I find my relationship with other people is what counts.
Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should. Oh, I got somewhere else to go. But I got something to tell you that I never thought I would. But I believe you really ought to know. I love you. I honestly love you. Maybe it was better left unsaid. This is pure and simple, and you must realize that it's coming from my heart and not my head. I love you. I honestly love you. I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm not trying to make you anything at all. But this feeling doesn't come along every day. And you shouldn't blow the chance when you've got the chance. With yours, and here I am with mine. just believe in it a bit.
Olivia Newton-John and I Honestly Love You from the fall of 1974. It earned her two Grammy Awards, including Best Pop Vocal Performance by a Female. Next, the theme from a television dance party called Soul Train. The group and song were identified with only eight initials. We'll hear them when the History of Rock and Roll continues. Our History of Rock and Roll chart sweep is now midway through 1974. The song was called T.S.O.P., The Sound of Philadelphia, and the group M.F.S.B., which stood for Mother, Father, Sister, Brother. They were the house band at Philadelphia International Records and had a million seller in 1974. The same year, Stevie Wonder was busy, but he took a moment out to talk about the goal of his music.
Well, to speak out on the various things that I've experienced in my life, directly or indirectly, and to hopefully express the feelings of people, my people, and all people throughout this world. I do believe that through song, a lot of positive things can happen in bringing people closer together and bringing to their minds the different absurdities that exist that have to be by them erased in order to bring about a better tomorrow.
We are amazed but not amused by all the things you say to do. Concerned but not involved with decisions that are made by you. But we are sick and tired of hearing this song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done that. But you brought this up on yourself. The world is trying to pacify. We want the truth and nothing else. Yeah. And we are sick and tired of hearing your song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you
Jackson 5 sang the doo-wops on Stevie Wonder's You Haven't Done Nothin', released in 1974. It came from Stevie's third platinum album. Right now, a collage of the number one records of 1974.
I'm a joker, I'm a smoker.
Seasons in the sun.
Dog let him play black magic till the clock struck on the 12.
Sunshine on my shoulder.
Hookah, shaka, hookah, hookah.
I'm
hooked on a feeling.
Benny, I'm a jazz.
Baby,
I shot sheriff.
I can't get.
the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Angie, baby, you're a special lady.
1974 marked the return of one of the most prolific composers in the history of rock and roll. He hadn't had a hit himself in more than a decade, but when Elton John pointed him out as a personal favorite, people took a second look at Neil Sedaka.
I hope there is a big difference between the Neil Sedaka of the 60s and the 70s. I didn't want to lose the enthusiasm or the natural kind of smile or the natural high or whatever you want to call it. I felt that the early records were very good in the fact that they were alive and they made people happy and they were very up. I wrote the song upstate in Forestburg, New York, where I have a home in the Catskill Mountains. And it was raining, and it was the house sits in a very beautiful spot, and it's very inspirational. I wrote the melody first, and then Phil Cody put the lyric to it. It took about an hour and some minutes to complete.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of her hand in mine.
Ooh, are you laughter in the rain?
Walking hand in hand with the one I love.
Sedaka and Laughter in the Rain from the album Sedaka's Back. That LP also featured another song, which when re-recorded became the number one single of 1975. Tony Tennille of the Captain and Tennille recalled how it happened.
We went into Kip Cohen's office at A&M Records. He's the head of A&R there. And he was playing us five or six tunes he thought we might like for the album, and none of them were quite right. And just as we were getting ready to leave the office, he said, "Oh, by the way, maybe you might like this one from Neil Sedaka's album, Sedaka's Back." And he played us Love Will Keep Us Together, which we had heard Neil perform about 4 or 5 days earlier, and it hadn't really hit us. Hearing it on the record, all of a sudden, at that instant, Daryl and I both realized that that was the song we'd been looking for. So we ran into the studio, I think, within just a few days, as soon as we could book time. And 2 weeks later, it was out on the... out as our first single.
The Captain and Tennille next, when the history of rock and roll continues. We continue now with the history of rock and roll on a chart sweep through 1975.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever.
Captain and Tennille and Love Will Keep Us Together. 1975 was also the year that a group called America had their biggest hit. Producer George Martin recalled,
"This was one of the best songs Jerry ever wrote, I think. I mean, the lyrics are very good, and just the whole thing seemed to come together beautifully. And of course, it was a very big hit."
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise. I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find. But it doesn't mean you ain't been on the mind.
America and Sister Golden Hair from the album Hearts. The History of Rock and Roll now presents a collage of more big hits from 1975.
Waited for. Dance with me. I want to be your partner.
One of the big surprises of 1975 was a brief return of a sensitive singer-songwriter from New York City. 8 years before, she'd had a hit with Society's Child. In 1975, she was back with a new song of high school heartbreak. This time, though, she won a Grammy Award for the best pop vocal performance by a female, Janis Ian.
I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens. In high school, girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17, I learned the truth. Those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve. In the rich relation, hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee. To those of us who knew the pain of Valentines that never came, in those whose names were never called when choosing sides for basketball.
Janis Ian and At 17. Next, more from 1975 when the history of rock and roll continues. We continue now with the history of rock and roll 1975.
We'll be right back.
Van McCoy was a record producer in 1975. He heard about a fast-rising Latin dance called the hustle and quickly wrote and recorded a song about it and wound up winning a Grammy Award for the Best Pop Instrumental Performance of the Year. 1975 also marked a turning point for a British group called 10cc. Eric Stewart remembered the recording session for their first American million seller.
We laid a backing track down with an electric piano with a repeat echo on it, a rhythm guitar, and just a bass drum. And Lowell came up with the idea of, instead of using other instruments on it, sort of guitars or strings or anything like that, we should substitute these instruments with massed vocals. And we spent about 3 days building up about 256 voices for the whole backing track of the song. And it suddenly seemed to have a magic all of its own.
I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no. I'd like to see you, but then
I'm Not in Love from 10cc, a group that had formerly recorded under the name of Hot Legs, and before that, The Mindbenders. The history of rock and roll now presents a collage of the number one records of 1975.
We'll be right back. rest of my love.
Have you never been let alone?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
My eyes are tortured.
Gitty, gitty, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Loving you.
Let my girl not be afraid.
Somebody done somebody wrong song.
He don't love you.
You shine a star.
Teardrop fall.
My God, I'm a country boy.
Well, I keep on thinking about you, sister, golden hair surprise.
Love will keep us together.
Don't you listen to what the man said.
Do the hustle.
One of these nights, you're jealous and a donkey. I'm telling my ranch.
Baby, baby, falling in love.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Hey!
You make some man take things over.
I'm sorry things ain't what they used to be.
Bad love.
I like girls. What you want it with you, wild dance world.
That's the way I like it.
Die, I'll be blind.
Let's do it again.
In 1975, a Texas singer who called himself a cosmic cowboy had his first gold record. Michael Murphy talked about his music.
I really think that music is magic. I think it's the closest thing that we have to real magic left in our lives. And the purpose of my band is to try to do a little magic trick every time we perform.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark flat land she rides, on a pony she named Wildfire, with a whirlwind by her side. On a cold Nebraska night, they say she died one winter when there came a killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall. In a blizzard he was lost. Dark of the moon, I planted it, but there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming.
The history of rock and roll will continue in a moment.